So let's review this so we should know what we're talking about over here. Again, Rabbah had said that this woman was married. She was in the suah, and then her husband died. Then she yarshened the property as a shemeret shavim. So Rabbah said, while she's alive, she has a definite claim because it's not a marriage yet. They're not married. It's for sure partially hers, and she owns the goof of the land. He wants to take away payers from her. Once he dies, now it's a question of Yerusha. So her kids are coming to Yarshin, and he's coming to Yarshin as a quote-unquote husband. He's not a real husband, but as a quote-unquote husband, Suffolk husband. And again, Suffolk doesn't mean Suffolk, because we know exactly what he is. We treat him like a Suffolk. So therefore, it's a Suffolk versus a Suffolk. And therefore, we say Yachloiku. That's Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai says, since it's in her family, you leave it in Chazaka. That's how Rabbah translated the Machlokes. Abaya questioned Rabbah. He said, Rabbah had just said that in the case when she's alive, we give it to her because Ein Suffolk Maitim Midei Vadai. That's what Rabbah had said. Ein Suffolk Maitim Midei Vadai. She's Vadai the owner. And he's trying to take away the payers from her. He can't. Abaya wants to prove that Beis Shammai does not hold that Ein Suffolk Maitim Midei Vadai. And he asked the question. It says in the case of Baba Basra, the house collapses on two of them, the father and the son. We don't know who died first, right? Beis Shammai says that the Baal Chayiv, who claims that the son died second, is entitled to 50%. And the question is, the Baal Chayiv is coming to collect from the Yarshim. The Yarshim have it. Whether the father died first, whether the son died first, the Yarshim now own this piece of land. They either inherited it from the father, or they inherited it from the son. But the brothers, the Yarshim, they own the land. The Baal Chayiv is coming to collect because maybe the son died last. And yet we give him 50%, even though he's a Suffolk, that's Maitim Midei Vadai. That's a biased question on Rabbah. How can you say that while she's alive, he's not entitled to anything because she's a Vadai and the Yavam is a Suffolk? Beis Shammai holds that Suffolk splits evenly with Vadai. That's what Abaye is trying to prove against Rabbah. The Rabbah responds that over there it's not a Suffolk versus a Suffolk, because we don't view the Baal Chayiv as having to collect. And therefore, it's as if he has it already. So it's not Vadai, Suffolk versus Vadai. It's Suffolk versus Suffolk. Because if the son died second, the Baal Chayiv has it. It's not like he's collecting it. It's collected already. Shtarayim and Lingvas Kegavoy makes it like collected. So therefore, Rabbah is preserved. Suffolk is not Maitim Midei Vadai. The case of the Yerusha was not a Suffolk versus a Vadai. It was a Suffolk versus a Suffolk because each one is claiming it's theirs now. Not that one has to collect it. That's the Gemara that we have. Whatever way you want to word it. I'd rather call it a Suffolk versus a Suffolk. You want to call it a Vadai versus a Vadai. Call it a Vadai. It makes no difference to me. Now the Gemara is going off on a tangent. Why did Abaye have to go to Masechtas Baba Basra to ask his question? The same question could have been asked from a Mishnah in Masechtas Saita, which is a Nashim. Why ask a question? Meaning the answer will be an answer in Masechtas Saita as it was in Masechtas Baba Basra. We just want to know what was Abaye's thought process that he asked the question from Masechtas Baba Basra. The same question could have been asked in Masechtas Saita, and the same answer would have been given. But why did Abaye schlep to Masechtas Baba Basra, but he had one right in the neighborhood in Masechtas Saita?
That's your question?
What?
That's such a question?
That's a question, right.
Wait, that's such a question.
The Gemara fields it is. That's the question, meaning we know the answer. The question that we're going to ask the Masechtas Saita will have the same answer as the question we asked the Masechtas Baba Basra. All the Gemara wants to know is, why did Abaye schlep to Baba Basra? He has one in the neighborhood. What's the case in the neighborhood? Again, we know the answer. We're not questioning our answer. We know the question. We know the answer. We have a side issue. Abaya comes and asks him Baba Batra, when he should have asked him Saita. The answer would have been the same. And it was?
Isn't one clearer from one than the other?
No, same question. Suffolk versus Ladai.
Question right here.
I mean, I get that in a second. The question would be from the case when a woman is a saita, her husband dies, so she can't drink anymore. Right? She has no ability to drink. So Basil says, sorry, lady, you're a suffolk. We don't know if you're getting silver or not. They, Yarshin, the Nechazim, they own the property, the sons. You're a suffolk. A suffolk might be Devadai. Beishamai says, no, she gets it. Why couldn't Abaya prove from there that Suffolk is Maitzimi Devadai? That's the question of the Gemara. Answer would have been the same. It would have been the same question and the same answer. But the Gemara is bothered. Why slept to Baba Basra? Go to Saita. And the Gemara's answer is, because over there, there's China. There's a special halacha by Ksuba that we would give it to the lady, even though in normal monetary cases we wouldn't, but because we want to entice ladies to get married.
So
therefore, Suffolk would trump. Correct. Perhaps the Gemara's second question in the same vein. Why did you schlep to Masechta's Baba Basra? In fact, you didn't even have to schlep to Masechta's Saita. You could have asked the question from this very Mishnah. In this very Mishnah, it says that if the Yavama dies, right, the Yavam comes and claims, it's all mine. The children of the Yavama, who are brothers or a father, comes and claims, it's theirs. Beis Shammai says, Yachloiku. Now we split the Nichzei Melug, that's Suffolk versus Suffolk. Right? That's what Rabba had said. We don't know who's inheriting. He's claiming he inherits. He's like an assumed, not like a married husband. They're claiming you're not like a married husband. Suffolk versus Suffolk. Or you want to call it Zvada versus Zvada. I don't care what you want to call it. We split it. But Beis Shammai also says, seemingly, that we split the Ksuba. That means her Yarshim have a right to go collect half the Ksuba from him, from the Yavam. He has to shell out of his pocket half the Ksuba. Now, he owns the Ksuba. They're coming to collect the Ksuba. Why isn't that Suffolk Maizim Devadai? And over there, Chena doesn't help. Chena is only while the woman is alive. We don't do anything to entice her. That's going to happen after she dies. So why didn't Abaye ask him there? The answer would have been the same. All we want to know is, you slept to Masechta's Baba Basra, but in your own neighborhood, in the own Mishnah that you're talking about, you have a proof that Suffolk is Maitzim Devadai. We would have answered the same thing. The answer would have been the same. But instead of asking him Masechta's Baba Basra, look at the very Mishnah you're talking about, and you can ask the same question. Why in the world are we giving her Yarshim half the Ksuba? He owns the Ksuba. He is the Vadai. They're Suffolk. And we're giving them half. Why? And you can't give me the answer you gave to the Mishnah Masechta Saita. Because Chena doesn't apply. Because Chena is something we do while the woman is alive. Not after the woman dies. So all the Gemara wants to know is, we're not trying to change anything. We have our answer. Starayim and Ligwais. So Abaya, why did you go to Baba Basra? Your question could have been asked in this Mishnah. The same answer would have been given. But why did you slap to Baba Basra? And this is even a stronger question. Because over here, even Dr. Harris will be asking, this is a good question. This is this very Mishnah. This is this very Mishnah. That's what's bothering the Gemara. That's where we left off yesterday. Let's read it inside. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. I hope I clarified it. By the way, I want to thank everybody for the Chanukah present. Greatly appreciated. Merit Hashem, we should be able to continue learning together for many, many more years to come. Frank the Gemara, the lights make suba the Masnissen. Why don't we add some suba of our Mishnah? Don't slap to Masnissen. Again, we're not trying to ask a question that we don't have an answer for. We just want to know Abai's thought process. You slept above a Basra when you could have stayed in this very Mishnah. Dr. Ashi, the lights make suba the Masnissen. The Kasalka Daitan Hashta, we now think, the Beishama Namiak Subba Yachlaiku, that we even split the Ksuba. Yachlaikasu Yarshim Bida, her Yarshim come, meet the Suffocane, they are Suffolk. The Gabu Palka Diksuba Miyam Dabivadai, they're collecting from the Yavim. And again, this is before we know the answer. This is still before we know, Shtarai Midligvai. Right? Bahasam Lekalame Shemchina. And the answer you gave from the Mishnah and Saita doesn't apply. The Hata Mesa, because she's dead. The Gabi Yarshim, the Kashina, Lechina. We don't do things to entice her to get married that we're going to take care of things after she dies. That's not part of our persuasion package. Because I mean, about Bada Nezaitis, like it says in the 11th American Subas. Elam Ken HaYashar Nekaivas. We do sometimes. She has girls. We entice her by saying, we'll take care of your daughters. But we don't do it for sons, and over here the Mishnah is not talking about daughters particularly. And for the Gemara, Loi Pligi. Beis Shammai never said split the Ksuba. The Ksuba stays in the Yavam Drishos, and therefore Abai couldn't ask him there, because it's not true. We don't give them half the Ksuba. Frank the Gemara, the Loi, listen to our Mishnah. Haktani. Meisa mayasa b'ksubasa. She died. What do we do with her ksuba? Ube nechasem anechlasem b'yaitzim yimayin anechsem alug. B'shamayim yechoyku yayshah ba'am yayshahav. They split it. Ube tzalayim nechasem b'chaskasem. So doesn't the Mishnah specifically state that we split the ksuba? So how can you just answer me loy pligi? Dr. Gemara Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Meisa mayasa b'ksubasa. V'shavka. And the Mishnah gives no answer. Again, if I would say the Pshat the Gemara is going to say now, you throw me out of here. But the Gemara says, what do we do with the Ksuba? And the Gemara never answers the question. The Mishnah never answers it according to Beis Shammai. B'nechasem ha'chaisem yayayitim imam, b'shamayim yechlech yayishabam yayishav, u'beisidlai b'nechasem b'chaskasem. It leaves Ksuba hanging. What do you do with the Ksuba? No answer. Let's talk about Nechsem Elug. There it is in Achlaikas. Where?
After it says
Beisol's opinion. Beisol says what happens to Ksuba. Beis Shammai never addresses
Ksuba. He answers the Chassam first, then he goes to Ksuba. The question is Ksuba and then
Chassam. Ksuba, there's no argument. They're only arguing about Nechsem Elul. Ksuba, everybody agrees that the Yavam keeps it.
So in other words, we make a comment. Ksuba is going back.
Exactly. Ksuba is at everybody. Exactly. Right. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Loi Pligi, the Maida Mishamash of Keskis Yar Shabbal, Mazit Nitzuba Ligus Machayim. Okay, now Rashi is coming to answer a question. But according to the Maskana, the Shtarai Medligus Kigavid on me, shouldn't they get half the Ksuba? You're telling me why Abai didn't ask him there. But once we have the answer, Shtarai Medligus Kigavid on me, she had the Ksuba. Why isn't she entitled to half? The Gemara answers Loi Pligi. Mishami agrees that the Yavim keeps the whole Ksuba. We got to now answer it. What happened to Shtarai Meligvais? Let me finish. That's Rashi's kasha. Again, we were going in. Why didn't Abaya ask him there? And the answer is Abaya didn't ask him there because Beis Shammai never said give her half. Give her Yarshim half. Fine. That's why he didn't ask. But once we have the answer of Shtarai Meligvais, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we, according to the way Abaya learns, that the Ksuba stays by the Yavam. Why? She has a star. Her Yarshim have a star. Star Raim and Ligvus Kigavi Dami.
Not explicit in the Mishnah.
Again, that means you're telling me the Havmi is one way, the Maskana is the other way? That means Abai didn't ask because you can learn the Mishnah one way, but the Maskana ain't a Chinami, they do get half?
No.
That's what you're telling me.
He wants to pick a case that's clearly.
Again, I want to know the Halacha L'maisa. You have to give me a chance to explain. I want to know how Halacha L'maisa. Does Beis Shammai argue or they don't argue? After everything's said and done.
I don't know yet.
You don't know? The Gibrashi assumes they don't argue. And the question is, why don't they argue? In the Havamina, I understand why they don't argue, because it's something against Radai. But once we say Star Ayim Mechlikas Kikovi Dami, so why don't they argue? Yes, Revelation.
Once they classify Ksuba as different, it remains different after her death also.
No, it doesn't, because exactly, Rashi said Tchina doesn't play a role. We never entice a woman with any rights posthumously.
It's an umbrella.
No, it's not an umbrella. It's only while she's alive. That's what Rashi said in the Rashi before. Adarabba, you're making the question stronger.
Because it remains suffix afterwards also. After the death.
Again, so then she should get half. You're making the question stronger, not weaker.
Oh,
at the end of the day, did she get half the ksuba or not?
Maybe.
Maybe
only say that about Star when the person who owns
it. So let's give Rashi a chance to say his answer before we... I'm sorry, what?
It's
all in a Rashi. That's why Rashi's here. Without Rashi, we wouldn't be able to open a Gemara. Zap the Rashi. Zap to Rashi. It's while the husband is alive. The ksuba was not collectible. Right? And while the yavam is alive, the ksuba is not collectible. Collection of the ksuba starts, it's only aymed ligvais when it's aymed ligvais. Before it's aymed ligvais, it's not aymed ligvais. I'm explaining myself. Meaning, a woman is married, she has a shtar ksuba. At that point, it's not aymed ligvais. It's not collectible. The husband dies, it becomes aymed ligvais. But what if there's a yavam? So she can't collect it. So it's not aymed ligvais. And then she died. So her star was never Aymed Ligvais. That's the problem. Had the star been Aymed Ligvais before she died, then the Yarshan would have come and said, Aymed Ligvais, you got me, dummy. But it wasn't Aymed Ligvais. It's not collectible yet. It's not Aymed Ligvais. The Chol she made the Machayim Shoyavim, like Abu Yarshan the Lok Subba. And whenever she deceases the Yavim, they don't collect. The Yavim B'Makam Balkoi. Period.
It's forfeited back.
There's no star Aymed Ligvais. It's not Aymed Ligvais.
So that Ksuba gets to keep it now. The Yarshan.
Because they're Tzavik, and he's Vadai, and it's not star Aymed Ligvais. He owns it. They're trying to collect it. They don't have any proof. They don't know.
So why do they get half the Nixim Alug?
Because Nixim Alug is in their Chazaka. They own it. They own the gulf. Now they're coming to inherit her. They're claiming they own it. He's claiming he inherits her. Two smakers arguing.
Yeah, but if
can I just finish the Rashi? There's going to be a lot of questions, and I love questions. But Ba'avah gav de shemina le'labayim b'ksubas b'perek ha'isha nit n'ksubas l'igvus m'chayim l'bei shamay. Even though Abaya says in the ninth perek of ksubas that ksubas are considered collectible while they're alive. So what I answered now, Rashi says, doesn't hold water.
Right.
All that means is that in case she dies, the yavam has to bury her. Because he says, why should I bury her? I never took responsibility for her. So we say, listen, you yarshened your brother's ksuba. Either you bury her or pay her family. So there we say, even though she never really could have collected it, but this is a right in marriage that comes along with ksuba. So that can be collected, either bury her or pay. Right? The Amar, we say, he's yarshening her right to the ksuba. To make it that it's really collectible, it's not. It's not really collectible. All Abaya said in the Ksubas was that if she dies, he has to bury her because he's taking away the right of Ksuba. So at least bury her. That's all he meant over there. Now, what was the question?
Let's say he set aside land. He set aside land for the Ksuba.
Who owns that land? Who owns that land? Who owns the land? The husband.
Well,
he's dying,
no?
Yeah, so now the other.
Okay.
So she's a Suffolk. It's not Aymed Ligvais.
They happen to it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It burned. I don't know what happened. Yeah, whatever happened.
Flooded.
So he has to bear it from the motherland.
What does that tell me?
That a person owes a ksuba, that whenever he dies and divorces, his estate has to pay the ksuba. That's all it tells me. I'm trying to figure out what.
What's Gavri Dami Dageya then?
Is that
Kura?
By ksuba?
Yeah.
Only Kura. By any other star? We had by the case of the Balchai, he gets 50%. Biggest star Emily with Gigabi Dami.
That's the only thing.
It doesn't affect a woman's ksuba while her Yavam is alive. It was never collectible. Let me reword it. Let's say he would have died first. So then she would have been entitled to ksuba. There would have been no argument. It's not even a suffix then. There would be no suffix. She predeceased him. It's like saying, what would happen in this case, okay? Let's say a father and a son are in a house and the house collapses. We don't know who died first. The son has a star that's due in a year from now. It's not due now. A year from now, the Baal Chaim comes and claims that the son died second. And we want to say, it's Eimed Ligmois Kigavid on me. I don't know. Was it Eimed Ligmois a year ago? It became Eimed Ligmois now. It wasn't Eimed Ligmois then. I don't know what that law would mean then. I could argue both ways. Eimed Ligmois means it was collectible at the time of the suffix. It's not collectible. Something about that. Amar Avashi Masnitsin Amidaika. Our Mishnah is a proof. Our Mishnah is a proof that they're not arguing about Ksuba. Let me explain this outside. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, the Yarshe Habal split with the Yarshe Av. Now that language insinuates that the Yarshe Av are the ones that are stronger, and Beis Shammai is saying, you let the Yarshe Habal split with the Yarshe Av. That makes sense in Nichsei Melug. Her family comes and says, listen, this has been in our family for who knows how long. And the Yavam is coming and claiming, but I inherited her. So we let him into their property. We let him split with them. That means the way we're wording it is we're letting A into B. B is the stronger one, but Beis Shammai says we can treat them equally. By Ksuba, I would have said the opposite way. There it would have been, we let her Yarshim take it away from him. Because there he has it, and we want to say Star Eimed Ligmois makes it half theirs. Or, right? Then the wording of the Mishnah would have been, Yachloiku Yarshe Av im Yarshe Habal. And Yarshe Habal im Yarshe Av, depending on which one we're talking about. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah only says, Yachloiku Yarshe Habal im Yarshe Av. That means Yarshe Av are the main ones. Let me finish. Amar Rav Ashi. Masnitsa Nami Daika. The Tani Yachloiku Yarshe Habal im Yarshe Av. The Tani Yarshe Av im Yarshe Habal. Doesn't say Yarshe Av im Yarshe Habal. Rashi. Such Rashi Daika Nami Matan the Lamish from the Star Rabbi Ligvasu. The Ligvasu is Ligvasu Machayim. Yarshe Habal im Yarshe Av. Nixon Malunk. Yes.
If a husband and wife. If the house falls on a husband and wife, and they have no kids.
Commissioner Baba Vassa.
Who gets
the ketubah? It's a what?
The house falls on a husband.
Who's supposed to collect the ketubah? What do you want to know?
Does the relative of the wife get to have the ketubah?
So it's a Mishnah Baba Vassa. I don't remember what it says.
I mean, that's also the same thing.
Again. Why am I going to speculate it's a preparation of Mishnah Baba Vassa? You want, I can pull Baba Vassa and look it up. But it's not, I don't, you know, this is the preparation of Mishnah. The Mishnah addresses this very issue.
What was the case of Saita that we said that he had to come up?
Saita was, the husband died before she drank. She wants to drink, we can't let her drink. The Torah says, Vahemi Ishish Ishtai. Yeah. Is that considered shtar ayim as likvais? Yes, because the husband died.
Yeah, but she's not a badai.
But she's, the suffix is born after the husband died. Meaning we're dealing with the suffix, the husband's dead.
Well, he for sure died. The question is, she, did she go see a place or not?
Right.
But that suffix originated before she
I don't
died.
Care. The bottom line is, now we're dealing with a ksuba, that she has a star that's collectible.
I mean, with the death of the husband makes that collectible.
Correct.
Regardless of her suffix.
Correct. Correct.
So Rishami holds Kutobi
done. Correct. I hope I did this clearly. Abai Amar. So we had two pshatim so far in our Mishnah. We had Ula and we had Rabbah. I will review them quickly, not to complicate things, just to keep them in place. Ula had said that the Reish is talking about she was an Arusa. Therefore, since she was an Arusa, she has a right to sell off the land that she inherits. Because the Yavim has no right, because even the husband, all Beis Hillel did was recommend she not sell it, not insist, not void the sale. So by a Yavim, we let her sell it. The Sefer is talking about she was Nesua. Since she was Nesua, it's a Suffolk Nesuan. Therefore, we split it. That's what Ula said. Rabbi didn't like Ula, because then he should be entitled to 50% of the payers. So therefore, Rabbi added that both of them after Nesuan. When she's alive, she's a Vadai, and they're a Suffolk. Once they die, it's Suffolk against Suffolk, and Suffolk against Suffolk, we split it 50% according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai says, leave the Nechasim in the family that they were at. That's Rabbah's shot. Abai is now going to offer a third shot in our Mishnah. He tried to slug up Rabbah, but we saved Rabbah. He tried to slug up Rabbah and show that Suffolk is my Timidei Vadai, and we answered, Shtarayim, and look, let's get Gavid on me. And then we spend time trying to figure out why didn't he ask him other places. Abai Amar. Reish the Nafluk Shemeres Yavam. Seva the Nafluk is Yitachtu Lebal. Abai says, I disagree with Rabbah. I think, that anything that falls to her as a Shemeres Yavam stays in her family. There would be no question that her family keeps it. Unlike Rabba, who said that we would make it 50-50 after she dies, Abai says no. She inherited it as a Shemeres Yavam. The Yavam has no rights to this. He might not. She for sure owns the goof. She gets to keep it. Beis Shammai agrees. Beis Hillel agrees. There's no argument. The case in the Sefer, she inherited while she was married to her husband. She inherited property, and she was married to her husband. And her husband had rights in it. And now her husband died.
From her father, you mean?
She inherited it from her father. And it was Nichsi Malut. And her husband had it. And now he died. And now she died. So the Yavam says, this is my brother's. This didn't come to her post her husband's death. This was there during the marriage. I inherit my brother. He was using this Nichsi Malut. And her family says, it's our Nichsi Malut. It's ours. It's hers. He died. Now, she didn't collect it because she was still bound to the Yavam. But now that she died, it's our family. The Sover Abaya Yadai Ki Yada. Beis Shammai holds that during marriage, the husband and wife are considered equal. Therefore, after your marriage, she's the stronger one. Beis Shammai says, meaning Abaya holds, the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, during marriage, who is the stronger owner of this Nichsi Malut?
I would say
the husband, or are they equal? Beis Hillel holds they're equal. Since they're equal during marriage, once the husband dies, her hand gets stronger. The bottom line is he didn't do Yibum yet. Therefore, when it comes to inheritance, we say it stays in her family. Beis Shammai says, during marriage, the husband has the stronger, like Avraham Cohen. Right. Beis Shammai and Avraham Cohen are on the same page. So therefore, now that he died, we view it as equal.
No one says the other way?
Right, no one does the other way. Abaya Amar raises enough look, she marries the other. If she inherited it as she marries the other, nobody would give her equal, him equal rights. Same with enough look, she tapped to the bow. She inherited it when she was still under the husband. But some Abaya, the Bezul holds, Yadaki Adam. Bezul holds that his hand is like her hand during marriage. Therefore, after he dies, she's the stronger one of the two. We leave it in her family. And Beis Shammai says, Yadda Adifa Miyadda, I have to do Rashi before I answer any questions. Yadda Adifa Miyadda, his hand is the stronger one. Therefore, after he dies, they're equal. We say Yachloiku. Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Abaya Mahada Reisha the Shmaitzen. Abaya is going back to the beginning of the Sugya. Maishna Reisha the Loi Bligi, Maishna Sefer the Bligi. Vitartse, and he answers it, La Mishin the Bereshi Kayemeth. Not like Rabba said, because in the Reisha she's alive. The Sefer Mishin the Lesser, and Sefer she's not alive. The Vadai Na Sefer Nami. Ikshi Shemeres Yabam Nafula. Had she inherited as a Shemeres Yabam, Moidu Beishamai, the Yorshe Av Adoyun. The Yorshe Av are definite in Chosim Bechetz Chosim. And the Reisha the Nafula Kishemeres Yabam. Lufichach, she can sell it. Who then? It may say you share your shit. See, they would inherit it. Zika does not give him any rights in any new property. He inherited it while she was still married. And some Abaya holds Yadai ki Yada. Since he's saying the machloikis is when she inherited it while she was married, and still Beisil says, leave it in her family. So Rabbaya, Nesua Yadai ki Adav la Yaitzer. They're considered equal. Once he dies, the Yavim is a step lower. Yadai Giriya mi Adav. So it's down from Yada. Unachasim b'chetz chasim. Beis Shammai pligi, and Beis Shammai says, V'amru nesua yadai adifa miyada. No, during marriage, he's the stronger one. Ukshemeis, yad hayabam ki yada. They become equal, v'yachloiku. Ubeksubeth, pligi nami pligi abaya v'rava. The same achloikus is there. V'amra abaya yadai ki yada. Abaya says, during marriage, Beis Hill holds, they're equal. And Beis Hill says, no. During marriage, he's the stronger one, even according to Beis Hill. And we say over there, the Navkamina is by Shemaris Yavam. Would Beis Hill say that her family gets it? Abaya says yes. Because after death, she's the stronger one. Rabba would say no. In that case, Beis Hill would agree Yachloikul. Now, how Rava learns the Mishnah, we'll see in a moment. But Abaya learns that Beis Hillel holds, during marriage, they're equal. Once he dies, she gets the stronger hand. And Beis Shammai holds, he's stronger. And therefore, once he dies, they're equal. That's the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But that's because the husband had it. But anything that comes in after the husband's death, of course she's the stronger one. Abaya disagrees with Rabba and Ula, who said that even things she inherits as a Shemeres Yavam, he has rights to. No rights at all. Yes, question.
If the wife predeceases her husband, does her family lose all rights to her?
Everything. Gone. Smoke. He inherits her, and they get zero.
And even after he dies,
makes no difference. It's his property, goes to his children. It's gone.
So she owned the
goof. He inherits her. He's the first Jewish. A woman dies, her husband inherits her. Everything. He inherits her. Inheritance means assumes ownership over her things. You're looking at me so askance.
No.
What? Nothing. Not a thing. He inherits her. He inherits it. What does inheritance mean? Whatever she owned becomes his.
How about prenuptial agreement?
What are you trying to make controversy here? Prenuptial agreement has to be written halachically. It can be written halachically, correct. There are people that write prenuptial agreements. We'll avoid this. Not really, not inheritance.
Not inheritance.
Not inheritance.
Can I ask some basic, which is the safe of the mission? What, where does the safe start?
The safe starts by Mesa. Two lines in the Mishnah.
So it's not continuing the same case of Shomer Siyavim Shinnah today?
That's what Rabbi is saying. That's what Rabbi is saying.
Talking about where she worked. It came to her while she was still married.
Correct.
No, she can't be deceased the husband.
No, if she be deceased the husband, we're not having a discussion.
No, it's talking about where she died, but then when the husband was already in the household, and then she died.
Correct. You're 100% right. The Mishnah, according to Abaya, has a major period, not a comma.
Yeah, and then had it been Taka that she inherited it while she was a Shomer Siyavim, and then she died, then her family gets it?
Yes. Because not the Tzuba, the Shomer, the Nisim Maluk. Meaning Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel.
According to everybody.
According to everybody, correct.
Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai.
Right, because according to Abaya, the Yavam has no rights in anything that comes to the woman after she's... His rights are only as an extension of the husband, not anything else. Correct. We don't give him any independent rights. Whereas according to Ula and Rabbah, we gave him independent rights.
So once he dies, his yad is dead in anything that she acquires later.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
All these things when the Yavam has to do
Halitza? Meaning when the Rabbanan don't let him do
Yibam.
Yeah. An interesting Shiloh. That is a very interesting Shiloh. If we're not going to let him do Yibam anyway, does that affect his monetary rights? That's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
What was the case?
Let's say it's a Chai V'Lavim.
To what?
The Chayvei Lavim. The woman, he can't do Yibum. We're not letting him do Yibum.
B'deraita
he can.
Or he already has a wife, and we're not letting him into the second one.
That's only B'deraita.
I know. What are you saying?
I don't know. Honestly, my guess would be that this doesn't pertain. I have no right. I'm sure it's discussed. I didn't see it. Whatever I'm doing, it's not really weakened, but biblically. But this whole monetary thing is rabbinic. So it leads me to believe that the Rabbana wouldn't give him monetary rights. But again, I just made that up. And I hate to make things up, especially when I know it's a print somewhere. So, now, I can make things up and I won't get caught. But if here, anybody can look it up and catch me. So I'd rather not make things up. I don't know is the answer. My Svara tells me that he would have no rights. Because all monetary rights are rabbinic to begin with. I don't know, but it's a good question, and I don't know the answer. So that's a biased shot. But Rava can't learn that way. Because Rava learns that everybody holds what happens during marriage, the husband is the stronger one. And therefore, after he dies, it would be 50-50 if it were going to be two. So Rava can't learn a biased shot. Because in Ksubas, Rava says that everybody holds Yodei Adifa Miyadah. But during the lifetime, he was the stronger one. So when he dies, they become equal. That's what we said. It's a step lower. Therefore, Rava's going to have to come up with his own shot, which is going to be the fourth shot in the Mishnah, which we will leave him after Shabbat tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful Chodesh and a Freilich and Chanukah. Well, isn't it Chodesh?